Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Cellar Notes.
Well, you know, one of the more popular grapes, I think pretty much everywhere in the world right now.
Pretty much.
Sauvignon Blanc.
Yeah.
And the cool thing about Sauvignon Blanc, which we've seen obviously when you look at the Loire Valley, but in lots of other places, is it's a chameleon.
It really is. It's one of those grapes that shows its national origin very clearly. And I used to have a prejudice against it about, I don't know, 10, 15 years ago, that it was, you know, just kind of too tart and too dry to be enjoyable. That's not the case anymore, I'm proud to say. So I tasted three, and it'll give you a variety of styles. The first is Morgan Sauvignon Blanc from Arroyo Seco in California, 2021. A very pale color, a rather slight nose that is very much like cut grass that's
okay.
Dried up a little bit.
That's a classic.
That's classic. And this is actually a rather pungent Sauvignon Blanc, almost like New Zealand. The flavors are rather steely, very minerally also, with a little bit of white grapefruit. So not a whole lot of sweetness at all in this. Now, that being said, this is actually the kind of Sauvignon Blanc that I think would be perfect with shellfish.
Okay.
So with oysters or scallops or crab meat even, I think this would be really, really tasty. So at $21, I think it's a pretty decent wine. One that I really liked was made by Cuvaison.
Okay.
Out in California, Sauvignon Blanc from Carneros. I forgot that they had Carneros planted, you know, Sauvignon Blanc planted in Carneros. also 2021. This is $26, but I think it's worth every penny. Pale gold with a pretty aroma of apple blossoms, lemon zest, and a touch of butter, actually. Which,
really?
Yeah, but there are chemicals that would, you know, would cause that.
Any oak aging or just steel?
I doubt it.
Okay.
I really doubt it. It's just the way it came across. But this is an intense, concentrated wine with a ton of flavor. But everything was in proportion. It was rich and round for a Sauvignon Blanc. The wine featured flavors more like tangerine than lemon.
You know,
so a little bit more sweet. But backing that up would be a lashing of minerals with a finish of sugar snap peas.
Okay.
On the finish. Came through very, very nicely. Absolutely first class. I just think it's as good as any of the good Puy Fumés I've tasted.
Wow.
So
okay.
At $26, this is definitely a good Saturday night dinner.
Yeah, sugar
wine.
Snap peas is sort of, for me, that's sort of an extension of the whole mown grass thing.
Exactly. The one that I was really impressed with is called Bleu de Mer. That's from the south of France, 2021. It's only $15. Now, this one had really a nice color for Sauvignon Blanc, a little bit darker than some, a fresh aroma of green grass, melon, and a touch of black olive. It was rich and fruity for a Sauvignon Blanc. It was dry, but not too dry. And this is something that really appealed to me. The flavors were of sweet lemon. There were some chalky notes with a mineral tang to it. That's all classic, I think.
Mm-hmm.
What is notable was the balance between the acidity and the fruit, which was very, very nicely proportioned. Beautifully balanced, a very nice wine with shrimp, I would think, you know, which is how I had it. And it worked really,
so it worked.
Really well.
Right.
So the Bleu de Mer from south of France is my wine of the week. A great value, a very, very good wine. And I think people enjoy it. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.